are expected to make sacrifices for your kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's really what being a parent's all about. Mm-hmm. But there's also an argument to be made that you need to know when to make time for yourself and give up a little time with the children.
Okay.
And that, F you, man. You don't get it.
You don't get it,
No,
man.
You really don't understand.
You don't like anything, man.
That has led to a big decision that is going to have to be made this weekend in the Duffy house.
Yeah, it has to grow up. Can't be jackassing around in the parking lot anymore with your boys.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. By the way, we are live on our stream.
Oh,
you want to check it out, right? The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. All of that brought to you by our good friends over at Three Heads Brewing. And again, you can check out Tommy's cell phone tower headphones that he's wearing right now. Can you hear me now?
I get a kickback on it from Verizon.
So check out the live stream, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. So about 48 hours ago, we found out the Bills will be taking on the Denver Broncos. 1 o'clock Sunday in the wild card round in Orchard Park, live right here on CMF.
So exciting.
Kimmy, 1 o'clock Sunday, perfect time for a Bills playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
Love right? it.
You guys love it.
Yeah, I normally, Sunday, 1 o'clock is the ideal Bills game.
I was going to say, there's been a real lack of 1 o'clock Bills home games, especially in the second half of the season.
Right. So if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know I have Bills season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I love the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Love the Bills. So I've got my tickets ready to go for Sunday.
You're set.
Yep. Also,
get them, Tiger.
Also, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know my 14-year-old daughter plays travel hockey. And wouldn't you know, she has a very important game at 4:30 in Buffalo on Sunday.
Because that's almost doable.
Okay, put a pin in that. So this game is what's called a qualification game for the state tournament.
Oh, yeah, a qualifier.
They have 4 a year.
Mm-hmm.
This one falls on a playoff Sunday.
Man, why, don't these people know schedules?
Bro, I don't think you understand getting ice in rinks in upstate New York.
It's called all the go outside, you hockey.
It's called out of tank, go outside, you hockey.
Do your hockey over there in the goddamn parking lot.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Like, it's just anytime you can find open ice.
Build more rinks.
They're in the middle of doing it now.
All right.
But
I thought we passed the rink act.
Yeah, they're not going to build another rink before Sunday. So happening here for my daughter's
situation.
Yes, exactly.
The Russians would.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
What?
252-9263.
What do you do?
Now, you brought up this is almost doable.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to this game on Sunday, the Bills game, unless I leave the game early, there is no way I'm going to make it to the rink to catch my daughter's game.
But you have to see the whole thing. Can't you just miss the couple
what
of minutes?
What if it's a good game? You're gonna be that fan that leaves and like you know
missing?
Early in the third quarter.
Okay, so I could leave the game early. I could leave the game early, but I know myself.
You might as well just not go.
If this game is close, Kimmy, and I've got a couple of beers in me, and let's say my brother's driving, and he's
well, you can't play the jackass role. You got to play it straight.
Look at me. I know myself.
Got to go Tom Landry. No booze, no cigarettes.
He's gonna get sucked into the atmosphere.
Well, that's the part you let go.
All logic goes out the window.
And I also worry that in all seriousness, I will be so into the game, I won't realize what time it is, and I won't leave on time. I'm telling you, I know me. I'm telling you
so
the
you
problem.
So you can't do it.
It's also extra cruel. The rink is like 10 minutes away from the stadium.
Oh, but that's, yeah.
But... No, but with the traffic after the game, let's say the game ends out.
Yeah, no, you can't wait until the game's over.
I will roll into that rink exactly as the game is ending, so I will not see any. I know how the timing works on this stuff because I've done this before. Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the right move?
What do you do?
I don't.
What do you do? So if you don't go to the game, you're just going to drive up to Buffalo and wait for this qualifying game.
Yep. You're going to be tortured.
And you're
going to
miss the entire game.
Playing.
You'll hear it on CMF.
I will be able to watch the game until 2:30. She has to be to the rink at 3:30. So, yeah, from 2:30 until the end, until I get to the rink.
It's not the same.
I know it's not the same, you know, stupid.
It's that game experience everybody's been telling me about.
I hate you so much.
But to see an NFL game live.
Playoff
it's,
game.
It's so, playoffs, playoff especially. Buddy. It's so fast, Kimmy. If you've never seen it, it's amazing. You know, the sights, the sounds, the smells.
Once in a lifetime.
And that's just his brother. By the way, can I ask you a quick question on the sidebar here?
Sure.
About your brother?
Yeah.
I saw him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Did he buy a rowing machine and put it in his basement?
He did do that, yeah.
He has quite the setup down there.
Yeah, he has put a gym in his basement.
He looks like he's working at a sweatshop. Like, he's in charge of the electricity. It's a third world sweatshop. But I digress.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Listen, I think in the past it was easy for you to, because you talk about how you've skipped events for your kids to go to the Bills game, birthdays.
No, I know. That was birth. I've wanted to. No. Hold on. To be clear, my youngest was born 3 days before the home opener.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to go. My wife told me to go.
Yeah.
I did miss opening day. Stupid me got my wife pregnant where my kid was born on opening day every year.
I thought there were times, like, when your kids were little, that you missed some things, mainly because they didn't, you know, they were too young to really care.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the problem. Your daughter's at that perfect age where she's going to remember this and use it against you forever.
Can I help you?
So I'm going to say you got to go to your kids' thing over the Bills.
Okay. You going to help me out?
You may want my help here.
Please tell me.
You do enough. Bro, dads of my generation before didn't do a squat ass thing.
But
so you run these kids coast to coast, damn near, every weekend, you and your wife make any sacrifices. I mean, if you miss a period or two of a qualifying game, I don't think that's
makes it a bigger deal because he's always there. It would be one thing if he missed things here and there, but because he's always there and this is
he's being punished for being there, which makes no sense to me.
It's called consistency.
Consistency of what?
Of being there for your kid?
This is a privilege to go play hockey. Right, this is an expensive sport.
Wouldn't
you
argue going to the Bills game is a privilege?
Right, and occasionally daddy gets a privilege. I'm for you.
Daddy gets a privilege?
Daddy gets a, put that on a t-shirt and sell it.
No, that sounds like, bank. That sounds terrible. We were talking about the M&T Bank thing. Okay.
Daddy gets a break.
So Kimmy brings up my daughter. She's 14 years old, right?
But now it's been weaponized.
Sunday night, she had a game.
Yeah.
And we're driving home from her game, and it's at like 8:30, and it comes on the radio when we're driving home when the game is going to happen. Sunday, 1 o'clock. So my wife is in the car with me, and I know immediately. I know, like, God, no. So my wife's in the car. My daughters are in the back. Yeah. And I look in the rearview mirror, and I tell my 14-year-old, I go straight up, on a scale of 1 to 10, how upset would you be if I went to the Bills game on Sunday instead of your game? And she stops, and she looks at me. She goes, my Q game? Qualified game?
Oh, and she got attitude.
So she waits a second. She looks down, and then she looks at me. And she goes, how upset do you think I'd be? And she wouldn't give me an answer. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I go, no, Stella, like, please, just give me a number 1 through 10. I'm asking you how upset you would be if I'm not there.
You know what that number is.
She goes, I don't know. You tell me.
Oh,
it is amazing that at 14, women are already that way.
Oh, yeah.
Women are already that way. That is not learned behavior. You are born with, don't know. What do you think?
Well, she doesn't want to tell you not to go. You're putting her in a position to make the decision
I don't want to make the decision.
And that's a lot to put on a 14-year-old, because I know my dad is super happy when he goes to the Bills games, but I would also love my dad to be there. So it's kind of unfair for you to ask her, are you sure you want me to go?
When's enough enough?
Well, when you're 14, you just expect your parent, your dad to be there.
But that's unrealistic.
Well, I mean, it is. I could skip the game and be there.
But it's different if he's skipping it for like an obligation or something. This is simply he's not going to be there because it's, I don't know.
But
it's a different situation.
Endless. The season doesn't seem to have an end. You're involved at hockey all year.
Well, there will be other Bills games to go to, right? I mean, like,
but
you
the
can
season
make the
ends.
Same, but you can make the same argument for the Bills.
No, the season ends with the Bills. Hockey just goes on forever.
Well, not really, because eventually she's going to not be able. I mean, unless she goes on to play professional hockey, it will end for her eventually.
No, I mean, and that's the thing, right?
That WNBA, man. I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, she's going to play hockey in the WNBA.
No, but
it's going to be pretty impressive.
They turned it
around. Here comes Stella Duffy. Always, we're doing really well because she's got blades on her feet, cutting everyone else's feet. Playing basketball.
I'm just saying, the ladies' sports is coming up.
I think this
people
is,
paying attention all of a sudden. But good for them.
I think
speed
it
up a little bit.
Based on parents that we've talked to, whenever we talk about kids' sports, they always say like it goes fast.
Yeah.
Like it might not feel
Thank
like it.
Thank God.
Now. Oh my God.
Thank God it goes
I can't
quick.
Wait until you have to be grandpa in the stands.
He's not going
to
live that long. 252 WCMF 252-9263. The Bills game is at 1 o'clock on Sunday. I got tickets because I got my season tickets.
Yeah.
My daughter has a state hockey qualification game. They have 4 years. It's like their most important game of the year. Now, at 4:30 in Buffalo. There is no way I can make both games. I can leave early, but I know myself, and if I got a couple beers in me and my brother's going to drive, we're not going to leave early if the game's close. It's the game or my daughter's game. I asked her what she felt. She is not giving me any hint as to what she wants me to do. And look, Kimmy's right.
Yeah.
I have come to the realization she's a freshman in high school. She's 14 years old. She's got 3 more years of hockey where I'm going to be able to be at every
game. Yeah, all right.
And look, I will say this. My favorite thing in the world, the fact that this is even a debate, is watching my kids do their thing.
Yeah.
I love watching Stella play hockey. I love watching Claire play tennis and do her ballroom dance. Like, I love being there. But, I mean, like, it is. It's an extenuating service now.
But what if this is the game? They get into some crazy-ass shootout, you know, comes down to the ticking last seconds of the game.
Well, then he can go the next week.
Josh rolls out, throws some unbelievable throw.
Why are you doing this to me, man?
I mean,
it would have been cooler if you just said go to your daughter's game and we could have all agreed and I would have been like,
but okay, it could come down to this.
Shut up.
Oh, it could, but then the good thing is if they win, you can go on, you know, the next Sunday, Saturday or Sunday, whatever they play.
Nah.
She's got a hockey tournament next weekend.
No.
And next week, that's a whole other thing. All right, 252 WCMF. I'm sorry, folks have been waiting patiently and I had asked for advice and folks are here to help. Tommy's on CMF. Maybe it's a better Tommy than the one I have in front of me.
Impossible.
Hey, Tommy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, go Bills.
Go Bills.
I hear your pain and I can empathize. And there's so many studies about the effect not going to games has on youngsters. So I guess my question is, would you ever be able to look Josh Allen in the eye again if you don't stay for the entire game?
It's a great question, Tommy. It's a great question. Hey, Tommy, you got kids of your own?
I have nephews and nieces.
Okay, so you can't help me at all, you dick.
He's
thanks
me.
For nothing.
He's a me, Tommy.
Hey, but I love you.
I love you too, Tommy. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Chuck. Hey, Chucky, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. Hey, Duffy, you might as well just go to the hockey game. Get yourself a phone. Watch whatever you can while you're driving and in a parking lot and some whatever. But if the Bills win, you've got another game. If the Bills lose and you didn't go to your daughter's hockey game, you are totally screwed.
Okay, but see, in my head, the Bills have no way of losing this game, Chuck, so that doesn't even factor in.
I agree with that part about it, but let's just talk about, you know, nothing goes perfect for any of us.
That was okay.
All right.
It's kind of wise, although not what I wanted to hear. Chucky, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. No, it's funny. You know, people are writing it's just a wild card game.
Yeah.
So was the greatest comeback in NFL
right.
history. It was just a wild card game. And every wild card game the Bills have played in the Josh Allen era has been a one possession game. You do realize that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not the Steelers game, but the Dolphins game was close with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. You had that Colts game a couple of years ago with Philip Rivers where it came down to the last play. They do still talk about
it. They put a plaque out for that.
All right, 252 WCMF. You know what's very frustrating?
What?
And this is every parent with teenagers, right? Mm. I mean, look, you're supposed to do, as you're supposed to do with your kids, you bend over backwards for all their stuff, right? And I'm not tooting my own horn. We all do it. If you got kids, we all do
you
it.
You
got
to bust your ass.
But you made a good point. Despite being in almost every game that she's played in since she was 6 years old, Kimmy's right. If I miss this one, she'll remember.
It's a no-win.
And all of that goodwill and credit of daddy being there is going to be gone if I'm not there on Sunday. And no, you're right. That is not fair.
Right.
That is not fair.
Because you're at some point, you're going to F up. It's impossible. You're a human being. So, like, but it's all good. It's a house of cards. It all comes down.
Well, but no.
But what was the point?
Here's the problem. There's a difference between effing up and making a conscious decision. And that's the thing here. I know I'm going to F up as a parent. I've effed up as a parent.
Sure.
This is a conscious decision.
Because it would be what? Because you're. The argument you made for what if you miss, like, one of the greatest Bills games? Like, what if you miss Josh Allen's best performance ever? You also miss your. Or potentially miss. Your daughter's best performance ever, and which one's more important?
Oh, my, shut up, Kenny!
Only one's going to be on ESPN.
252 WCMF. Let's take a walk through the garden.
All right.
And talk to Eden. Oh. She's on CMF. Hello, Eden. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Oh.
I'm good.
Hey.
Eden. So I'm with Kimmy. Go to the hockey game because the Bills are the Bills are the Bills, and you're going to see the reruns. You're going to see the replays if you're not there in person. But is your daughter's game going to be live streamed? Are you going to be able to see that?
So they have. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eden. Go ahead.
Mine was a freshman pole vaulter, had her sectional championship, and she blew out her knee the next year. was not another season. There was not another season. She had the coronavirus. They shut down the track season. She just couldn't recover from that. So you can come there and say, oh, there's hockey next year. Maybe next year she'll get the championships, but you just never know.
Well, hey, thanks for wishing all that terrible stuff on my kitty, and I really appreciate it.
I know. A lot of negative.
Eden, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, she's right. No, there is nothing promised to anybody.
That's true.
But I don't want it. Like I'm
definitely blowing up pole vaulting. Where the hell you go with that sport?
The Olympics, you idiot?
I know. What are you talking about?
Yeah, one chick.
Yeah. How many Olympians do we have total
kid,
here?
Kid, you ain't it.
Okay.
Okay.
We got Facebook messages coming in again. My daughter has a state qualification hockey game on Sunday. I go to all her games. I love being at her games, but it's the same time as the Bills game on Sunday. Mm. And I got my tickets, and there's a decision made, and I asked her straight up on Sunday, coming home from her other game, on her way home from that game, about this game. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how upset would you be? She's 14 if I miss this game. And she's like, you tell me.
Yeah.
You tell me. She would not give me a number. Rick writes us on Facebook, shut up, Duffy. You sound like a bitch. Your daughter is more important than some team that doesn't care about you. You know what the right answer is. You go to her game, and you miss the Bills game. In fairness, the Bills don't scream at me because I won't drive them 30 minutes to their friend's house at 9 p.m. on a Saturday night.
True.
So who cares about who? Dave writes on Facebook, Duffy, don't be an idiot. Go to the game.
Ooh.
Your kid won't care 2 weeks from now if you were there or not. Stop crying and trying to score points with the women listening. Go to the game and get the report from your wife afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm a bitch either way. Can I not? Is there a place where I'm not a bitch in this conversation?
Probably not. But could you, like, not go, but, like, throw money at the situation to, like, get her something cool?
Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Hold on.
You know how bad that is? Training a...
I don't think that's a good lesson for your kid.
They're already on to the money and the presents.
They're already on to the money and the presents.
They are.
All right, let's rip through some calls. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Brad, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Dolphins filing cabinet smoker guy.
Hey, what's up, Brad? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So, two things. I don't miss a Bills game for anything. I went to a home opener on my wife's birthday. My kids know that the Bills are going to take precedence over anything they have going on, especially playoff football. There's no guarantee that there's a game next week, my friend.
So you had your kids sit down and had a talk. Like, listen, kids, Bills come first.
Oh, my kids know. My kids know when football season starts, if there's a game, Dad will not be around. He will be in Buffalo.
And by the way, like, if there isn't a game the following week, would you want to be there anyways? Because I don't know if I want to be there to watch them, blow it, you know?
Of course I want to be there. That's the last game of the season in Buffalo.
Fair enough.
Now, Brady, you make all valid points. I do have a question for you. Have you prepared yourself for what cult your child is eventually going to join when they grow up?
Yeah, it's called Bill's Mafia.
Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Cabinet Smoker Brad.
Damn.
He smokes food in a cabinet in the Bills parking lot. Like a filing cabinet. Yeah.
Oh, like a big smoker.
Yeah. No. It's a filing cabinet that he turned into a smoker.
Oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound healthy.
No, I had some. It was good. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you, brother?
Hey, Duff, you got to go. I got two daughters that were in sports.
Where am I going? Where am I going, Bob?
You got to go to her game.
Hey.
If she looks up in the stands hoping to see Daddy up there and she doesn't see you and her game goes down for that, you're going to feel like...
There'd be plenty of dads in the stand. Pick one of them and look at them.
By the way, I love how Bob turned it into a country song, too.
If she scores an amazing goal and you don't see that, you're going to feel like crap.
Like, everything is a country song now.
If you go to the Bills game and, you're going to be thinking about, man, I should have gone to her game. You've got to go, man.
Imagine
this part of the dad deal.
Side by side of, like, the image of, like, you in the spot you normally sit in. An empty spot in the stands versus you in the background of the Bills game, like just going wild because they scored a touchdown.
They scored a touchdown. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Bob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. By the way, real quick, something that pissed me off, like I understand, right? The emotions of a teenage girl, and I want to be there for this game, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm figuring it out. But the blood in the water. As soon as the people in my life knew what was happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have to tell anybody.
What happened?
You brought up my brother in his new basement gym, right? My brother texted me as soon as
sniff it out.
Yes, was official, knowing the conflict I was in. I would like to read you the tweet, my brother sent me. At 8:40, the game time was announced. This text came in at 8:42. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, 1 p.m. for the Bills wildcard game. If you don't plan on going, let me know and I'll buy your tickets off you.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
And he knows I won't take money from him either.
So he's looking for a handout.
It's weird that he wouldn't want to go with you.
He does. He would go with me. Oh. He knows, most likely, that my daughter has a hockey game. He was the first one in. Oh. Hey, 2 minutes. 2 minutes after they announced the game. Hey, man, if you can't go, I'll buy it from you. Oh, wait, you won't take money? Okay, I guess I'll take them.
Smart right. boy.
Let's take one more call again. 252-WCMF. My 14-year-old daughter has a state qualifying hockey game. It's like one of the most important games of the season. On Sunday in Buffalo, there is no way I'll be able to make the Bills playoff game and that game at the same time. What do you do? It's always best to finish on a female advice.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so Caroline's got the last word. Hey, Caroline, how are you?
Hey, Duff. Season ticket holder here myself, parent as well. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
This is the first time you really need to. You could do both. You really can do both. Just don't drink and you drive yourself.
Don't have any fun.
That's what you got to do.
Go like a Christian.
You can do both.
All right, Caroline, you're a season ticket holder. Walk through this with me, okay? Because here's my dilemma.
She's an old
You're going to get sucked into the magic.
Yes, let's say that I'm going to do both. So I go to the game, and you know how the Bills have played in wild card games the last couple of years, and it's midway through the third quarter. It's now 3:30, which is when I would have to leave to make it to the rink on time. It's 3:30. The Bills are up 2 points, and the Broncos are on the 40-yard line driving. You leaving that game, Caroline?
Well, I have had to do that. I've had to do that, and I've had to turn it on the radio. But you make those are the sacrifices you make, and you could achieve both. You could do both, bud. Come on.
Oh, she called me bud. I appreciate the bud, so I'm listening. Caroline, are you going on Sunday?
Yes.
Who are you taking?
Yeah. But, huh?
Who are you going with?
Who am I going with? One of my besties.
Ooh, a couple of ladies out on the town getting wild in the parking lot.
But like I said, you could do both. As a parent, that's what we do. We could fit both in. We could both fit in. And when it's time to leave, you just, you know, you got part of the action, you know, in your system. And then you go. And then
like, describing it makes it sound like it sucks. Like, anytime I hear female parental advice, you can just feel the fun being just drawn out.
Well, she's
like
saying go
blood.
Have a little fun, but then you
no,
gotta
there's
go.
No, little
there's no
fun.
Little fun, thank you.
Fun is not fun. That's non-fun.
Caroline, I'm super late, but thank you for the call. Maybe I'll see you on Sunday.
All right, go Bills.
That's
go
like
Bills.
Saying, you want a knob job or you want to be tickled?
I love it.
Oh, hey, this is a fun conversation that we were
it's
having about
fun.
Why
sports.
Why did you do this?
What is
why
wrong
did
with you,
do
you
this?
Monster?
What, what's
I think
wrong
those headphones are getting to your brain.
No, they are actually a plug. How big they are? They actually attach right into his brain. And they had to find a smaller plug. All right, let's take a break. Everybody, I thank you for all the advice. I wish I could take all the calls, but we are super late. Guess what?
What?
Hey, way to go, buddy. What are you
guys? Wait for me.
What are you doing?
I got a mouthful of tomatoes.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show. He's over here.
Sorry, I didn't give him enough warning to put your veggies down.
My relish hour. Yes. You know what? Here's the thing. That's not even like a lame-ass, bitch-ass thing for you to say. It's a true statement. That thing we all thought was legal is actually going to get your ass in trouble.
Why?
Well,
it's legal.
Look, we all know we can't just take whatever we want whenever we want something.
Yeah.
But there are times and places where most of us assumed it was okay. However, someone in the greater Rochester area could be facing some serious charges and may not even know they did anything wrong.
Well, did they get greedy?
Nah, I'll let you decide. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. The story comes from Parma, and it's a little bit long, so stay with me.
Right.
A man called the Monroe County Sheriff's Department and told them that he let his dad take his truck trailer to return bottles on Ridge Road.
Okay.
But there was a problem. Dad, God love him, had a snowmobile trailer and a cover on the trailer that he was using to return the bottles without securing those two items down.
Oh.
Both the cover and the snowmobile
what?
Fell off the trailer somewhere on West Ridge Road.
You didn't know.
And Dad did not realize.
Oh,
okay.
No.
But that's okay. You just go back and you get
yeah,
it.
You think it'd still be sitting there. You can't miss it.
Yeah, well, they went searching and couldn't find either of them.
Oh.
However, a witness later told the sheriff's department that they saw a white or yellow Volvo stopped near the snowmobile where it had fallen off the trailer on the edge of the road on Ridge Road.
Yeah.
The witness then says the next time they saw that location, the Volvo and the snowmobile were gone.
So somebody fired that bad boy up and just split on the snowmobile?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, but they wouldn't have split unless somebody else was in the car, I guess.
Yeah. Or they went back with somebody and grabbed it. Mm-hmm. So as we speak, the location of the 2007 black and silver Arctic Cat snowmobile is unknown.
So it's still on the run.
You got it. However, someone is looking at fourth-degree grand larceny charges if they are caught with the snowmobile.
Really?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, I will ask you this question. Mm. If they identify who has this snowmobile, should that person be arrested?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what you did, man. You think somebody just abandoned a perfectly good snowmobile on the side of Ridge Road?
I mean, look, it's sitting there sideways.
I guess how long would you, like, let's say you stumbled upon this abandoned snowmobile. I mean, if I sat there for a while and nobody came back to claim it, I might think, like, somebody just ditched it. Like, I would almost think, like, it must be broken or something.
No, but if you see a car.
Until you fired it up and drove away with it.
Let's say, like, you know, sometimes you see a car sitting on the side of the road.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And it hasn't been tagged or anything yet.
Sure.
You just can't jump in that car. Ooh, it's mine now.
True.
Because those things are registered.
I agree with the car. I agree with the car. But I think there is a gray area with that snowmobile.
Let's say it was a boat. Let's say a boat and trailer. The boat slid off. You didn't realize it.
Okay, so I'm going to drive your boat down the road.
Yeah, like, two guys grab a boat. They throw it in the back of their pickup truck. And they, like, a fishing boat.
Okay.
And they take off with it.
But wouldn't your immediate thought be, I mean, I guess this happens, but I would think, how could somebody not notice that they left it behind?
I mean, I'm with Kimmy on that one. Like, the fact that the snowmobile fell off the trailer and
it
didn't
wasn't
know.
Secure, it was super windy out, it could have gotten blown off.
You have no idea what day this happened.
It has to be recent.
No, wait, does it? You sure?
Yes.
He's just making up excuses. No, look, I kind of agree with you.
But it had to be snow to get it out of there.
All right, a snowmobile would be maybe a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm.
But the story shows us that just because you find something on the side of the road, it doesn't mean you can take it with no consequence. Were either of you aware of that?
I would think anything you had to register.
Like a vehicle.
Yeah.
Of okay.
Some sort.
Fine.
I would be nervous to.
Like, let's say you found a toolbox and so you fell off a guy's truck.
Yeah.
Could you get in trouble if you were just driving along and you found tools sitting on the side of the road and just grabbed them?
So that's what I'm asking. 252-WCMF.
Super expensive.
252-9263. Like, is there a line of what is and isn't okay to grab off the side of the road? Because if I saw a toolbox there and I drove past it a couple of times and that person's gone, I would not think that I could get arrested for snagging that toolbox.
If you notice nobody's coming back for it.
Right? I mean, they decided that in the Supreme Court case Finders versus Keepers in 1972.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right?
I think a lot of people may also take that item thinking, like, well, I'll give it back if I see somebody looking for it, but I'm not going to actively try to find the person. So they think, like, there's that gray area of, well, I didn't steal it. I was holding on to it for somebody.
Okay, but here's the thing. Even if I don't think it's stealing it, even if it's on the side of the road, I don't look
as
stealing.
It depends on what it is, I guess.
To grab it, to your point, it's just laying there.
Yeah, like, if it flies off the car and you didn't go back to get it, I just assume you didn't want it. It was too much trouble. You're just going to leave it there. Who am I? Who am I to leave litter on the side of a road?
You can't litter. You're right. Keep America beautiful.
Because here's the thing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are people who grab stuff off the side of the road all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's people that make a living doing it.
And I bet those people didn't know they could be charged with a crime in the right circumstance. Because, I mean, I think if we're going to change one law in New York State, if it's abandoned, it's fair game.
Yeah. I mean, I always assume that for sure.
Okay, so then what are you arguing for the snowmobile for?
Well, because it's like, it's probably a pretty good shape.
Well, it fell off the back of a trailer.
Well, it could be damaged.
That's the other thing. If it's all dinged up falling off the back of a trailer, that kind of lends more towards the person that found it.
That is junk. All right.
Kimmy, could you Google what a 2007 Arctic Cat snowmobile goes for? Thank you.
Right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be used, but I'm sure people buy used snowmobiles.
I don't know what a new one goes for, 15 grand? 10 grand?
Why would I know what a snowmobile goes for?
I bet you they got to at least go 10G. Goddamn snowblowers are 5.
Okay, now you're doing the old man thing where you're just bitching about things, what they cost.
Everything's too much.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this story. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says that a man let his dad use his trailer, snowmobile trailer, to take bottles back out in Parma. The dad took the trailer, did not secure the snowmobile and a trailer cover. The snowmobile and cover fell off the trailer without him realizing it. When he realized that it was gone, they went back to get the snowmobile. Snowmobile was not there. However, a witness says that a white or yellow Volvo was stopped near the snowmobile on the edge of the road at one point. The next time they went by, the Volvo and the snowmobile was gone. Whoever has this snowmobile is facing fourth-degree grand larceny charges if they are caught. Kimmy, what do we got for a value?
So for the for used 2007 Arctic Cat snowmobile, I'm seeing a wide range, anything from like $2,000 to like five.
Oh, that's nothing. But five grand.
Yeah. Put it in my pocket.
Got it. Bro, your legs aren't long enough to wrap around the seat of a snowmobile.
I can snowmobile. They're low. Like your mama. And always ready to go.
Kimmy, have you ever taken anything off the side of the road?
I don't think so. I think just the danger of doing that. Because here's the thing. Because you're gonna see it. You pass it,
okay.
Right? And then you have to decide while you're moving forward, do I want to go back for it? And I'm probably most of the time never going to turn around and go back for something.
Have you ever taken anything off?
Oh, man, I'm lazy. So, you know, I don't like anything used.
You guys, it's weird that I'm the only person in this room. I thought everybody.
Because your whole family was busted side of the road, people. Like, probably all that whole house was probably decorated an early strewn.
I will say this. By the time I was a teenager, I think every piece of furniture we had gotten from somewhere else, not like, a store.
I can't imagine. Your father never bought a couch from a store, right?
No, the first couch we had, we got a couch from a store, but I kept sitting on it with my bare ass.
Yeah.
So we ended up moving it out on the porch, and it became an outside couch.
Because you were in Arkansas.
Well, here's the thing. Mm.
Does it gross you out that you probably weren't the only family member sitting on that with a bare ass?
You have heard the story about how there wasn't a lock on our bathroom door, and it was one bathroom for six people, so people would take dumps and shower at the same time. That's not even close to the grossest thing that happened at that house.
So, wait, you're telling me multiple bare asses were on that couch?
You know his brother was probably doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You remember, I used to ass hat Ryan when I was a kid.
I shouldn't even ask this.
What?
The ladies.
What about him?
Any lady ass on that couch?
To be fair, my sisters are much younger than me, so I don't remember unless they were like babies bare ass on the couch.
Well, that doesn't count.
I don't remember my mom being bare assed on the couch.
Right.
I would have remembered that. That would have come up in therapy at some point.
I think most women have a no bare ass on the couch
policy.
Well,
they can't because of the situation down there.
What are you talking about?
There's lot more.
His stuff's probably way grosser.
There's a lot more leakage.
Bro, we're talking like teenage boy ass here.
Well, how about. I can't say.
Yeah, don't. Don't say what
if he stopped himself, you know it was bad.
Well, you know,
I know exactly what he's
saying. I don't know how those work.
Getting back to the conversation we were having, 252-WCMF. No, man, like I assumed everybody in America at one point had pulled over to the side of the road and grabbed furniture, especially furniture is so expensive.
Yeah, but
I think there's a big like flipping market now too, where people go around looking for this stuff. So I don't even know how long a lot of the good stuff lasts on the curb anymore. So when I pass it, I just assume somebody probably has already checked this out.
It's like so much work.
Our coworker TJ, who works down at the country station, she makes money doing this, and she's really good at it. She's really good at it. What are you laughing about?
TJ in a B T-shirt throwing crap ass furniture in the back of her car.
Bro,
I'm laughing my ass off.
Bro, I am telling
you. She ain't making no money.
I don't know. Look, I don't know how much money she's making. I have seen the beginning product and finished product. She is wildly talented.
Well, if that blows you away, go to Raymore and Flanagan. It's another level.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this poor guy. Don't get me wrong. Mm. When it comes to this snowmobile that fell off the back of the trailer and then went missing on the side of Ridge Road, I do feel bad for the person that owns the snowmobile.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was their old man who made the mistake. They had nothing to do with this. But it's not like the person woke up that day and planned on stealing
to find a snowmobile on the side of the road.
They didn't even leave their house planning on stealing a snowmobile. Yeah. It was just there.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Alicia. She's on CMF. Hey, Alicia. How are you?
Hey, guys. So something similar happened to me on the 441. I was driving behind this construction truck, and they had one of those giant industrial-sized wet vacs. And these things go for like $200. So as he's driving off, I see this thing just launch off the back at my car, and I have to hit the brakes. Launches and just sits right in the middle of the intersection. I have to stop all the traffic to grab this thing. So I call my husband, and I'm like, hey, guess what I found? And he goes, oh. So I said, I know you were looking for one, but the hose is missing. Do you want me to just return it? And I have a dash cam and happen to have caught the driver's number, so I called the number and I returned it. Ended up getting a $50 gift card. So,
hey, all right.
What a good Samaritan.
Our own shop back.
Oh, I still would have kept the shop back, Alicia.
I know. It was pretty nice. But the hose was missing, so there was no point.
Okay, I get you. Well, Alicia, thank you for the story. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the moral of the story? If you do right,
if it's broken, return it.
No, yeah, okay, that.
Always look for the hose.
No, well, your mom's gonna be there. Found him. Let's take a break. Like, thank God you were not here during the Super Bowl run of the early 90s.
Yeah.
Because this is all anyone is excited about in this town.
Yeah.
We are gearing up for this, and every little thing that contributes to it is awesome. Mm-hmm. In fact, the last couple of years, this place has done this, and everybody wanted one. Everybody got one.
Fantastic. And
here you come. You're hanging out with the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. So it is Bills fever, obviously. All week long.
Mm-hmm.
Bills Broncos, 1 o'clock, live Sunday, wild card game right here on 96.5 WCMF. And everybody that can is trying to get in on the excitement.
Oh, sure.
So it was announced over the weekend that M&T Bank is once again...
We need top banks.
...offering their Bills playoff banners. The bank is giving away free Believe Together banners at branches throughout the greater Rochester area. And these banners are first come, first serve.
Yeah.
You walk in.
One time only kind of thing.
Yeah, you get it. But you walk in, you get your free banner. If they're still available, I think you could just walk into any M&T bank.
You don't have to have an account.
I don't think so. Don't quote me. Probably should have looked at.
Yeah.
I know. I think, you know, they're trying to get people to come to the bank. So, yeah, they want non-bankers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to do with the goddamn thing?
Hang it up.
Where?
Your house? Garage? Yeah.
Your wife don't want that in the living room.
It's a flag. It's like a flag that goes on a flagpole.
Oh, I thought it was like a big poster.
No. Well, it's made out of cloth.
You could hang it on your wall, or you could hang it like a, you know, your standard flag.
Oh, you take it to the stadium, but you can't bring it in.
No.
You could probably bring that in.
Yeah, because I've seen some in the crowd when the Bills score.
People bring spaghetti in. You could bring that
in. There are two separate men I've seen eat spaghetti out of a container, out of plastic bags in a stadium. But I digress. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are you going to get your free Bills banner?
Probably not.
Probably after not. All that, man, you ain't even going.
No, but
you love free.
I do.
You don't spend.
It's one of those things where I'm just not a collector of these kind of things.
Mm.
You know,
I'm better than you.
No, not at all. Like I know people that they look forward to this. They have every single one every time they make something like this, and I'm just you know. Not that person,
deal.
I guess. I only need one. I have a Bills flag. I only need one. I'm good.
No, you want to be a good wife, right?
Yeah.
And the old man's got the new bar.
Yeah.
That'd be nice behind the bar.
We already have one.
But it's probably Chintz.
No, it's the one from last year.
Oh, it's the same one.
Oh, not that one.
No, we don't have that one. But it's like a tie-dye Bills flag.
No, he's right. Your husband would want one of these.
Yeah.
I bet you if I text him, he's like, yeah, I want one.
No.
See, just like that. Yeah, I talk like this. I look like my how I talk. So they've done this 3 years. I've got the one from 2 years ago and the one from last year because they gave them away at the stadium on Wild Card Weekend. They're in my basement. Yeah. I love them. And if you drive around the greater Rochester area, you see these hanging off of people's flagpoles. It's just more.
But this is also one of those things that because people go crazy for these, they'll get like 10 of them and they try to push it on you. Because we have multiple of the same Bills flag because people are like, oh, here, I got this just for you. It's like, really, Karen? Did you? Or did you just get too many and you don't know what to do with them now?
Why are you being such a jerk? Like, I thought he was going to be the jerk here. You're the jerk.
Because people just, they get it because it's free, not because they actually want it.
Okay. I
think that there are people that'll go because they love the Bills and they want, you know, this, especially if this is the Bills year. But there are also people that just go, that get a ton of them because they're there.
And then I'll get one for the kids.
Yeah.
One for the kids.
Well, no, that's
how they run out so fast, too.
Oh, my God. Everybody's got one. I don't think anybody...
Take one and just be good with the one.
Okay.
Because every single one of your family and friends, like, they don't need one.
I don't want to go get one and take it away from some kid.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's not what this is. And I don't want to yell at you for this, Kimmy, because I'm going to need you on this one.
Right.
Because here's what really bothers me.
What really bothers you?
As we talk about the M&T Bank offering free Bills playoff banners again this year, it looks like you just walk into any M&T Bank if they still have them and grab one.
And it brings the community together, man. That's what we need is togetherness.
Like, thank God you weren't here for the Bills Super Bowl run. Because I know, Kimmy, you weren't really conscious for that before Super Bowls.
Young.
Okay. But, like, everything about Western New York was Bills.
Yeah.
Every company made, I mean, it's happening again. You guys are seeing it. Yeah, like, every company is making something. There was Bills logos everywhere, right? You could not get away from it.
You go to Wegmans on a Sunday, it's insane.
And it feels that way now, and it's so much fun.
It's the wave. It's the Bills wave, man. Ride it.
Look, man, in the world we live in today, how often do we have a community of people all hoping for the same thing?
You're right. But you know what?
Hold on. Okay. So for you to sit here and be like, ugh, this is lame. You guys like it? Oh, I'm unique. I hate it. This sucks. Check me out, man. I don't even need it.
No,
be your own flag, man.
Be your own flag.
Shut up!
Fly your own
Put that
flag.
On a flag.
Fly your own flag.
You know what? This is, it's all fun until it's ruined by people that just want to push their crap on you.
And that's what this is.
No, it's not.
It's a chintz.
Oh, you're
chintz ass flag.
You're a Bills fan. I got you this because I thought of you. No, you got it because you got 1,000 of them and you don't know what to do with
them. Okay, you guys.
It's a control thing.
Shut. No, you're doing a control thing.
It's my
control.
People just do too much.
Because if you wanted a really cool Bills flag, you could go to the Bills store and get a really nice one.
Understood. But
that has like the logo and everything on it.
But this one's free, and there's going to be a time like 25 years from now.
It will be worth nothing.
Not what I was saying. There's going to be a time 25 years from now where you go through your stuff in the basement and you pull out your M&T Bank Believe Together flag, and you're going to go, oh, my God, that was such great times. Like, the reason I have all my collectibles... Why is that funny?
Oh, this is a good time with my flag.
It was, man. It was a moment in time. It's a reminder of a moment in time.
Sorry, all that crap you got in your house.
All the stuff I have in my basement, I don't have it because it's going to accumulate value. I don't have it because I want to make other people jealous. I have it because
You do that for a little bit. You like to rub it in your brother's face.
Well, I do love, like, well, Ryan, yes.
You love a deep cut.
I have all of that stuff because every little piece of thing I have reminds me of like a moment in time. Right? Like when I was a kid.
No, there's got to be stuff you forget that you have until you stumble upon it.
No, but you're right.
When did I get this?
No, but those things are attached to a memory. Like when I do stumble upon that stuff, it's fun. And it frustrates me sometimes because my dad had all that stuff and we lost it. Well, he must have lost it when they repoed our house.
But your dad lives the right way, man. Your dad lives in the moment. He doesn't live for the memories. He lives for the moment. And he doesn't care about the consequence. And that's how you have to roll.
That sounds like the worst possible way to
live.
Not
for the person doing it.
Okay, yeah, until it all catches up with you.
Nature's going to take all your memories away. Live in the moment, man.
Man, yes, no, you're right. Nature will...
Some crap flag that some bank pushed on you because they're trying to get more customers. It's not a memory.
You're making my point. Nature will take your memories away, so do what you can to have items to bring back those memories.
Do you want to keep the flag, though, if this season ends up in a disaster?
It could be a bad memory.
I know people that like once they get that stuff, like they just want it out because it's like this is now going to make me think of that terrible game or that terrible play forever.
Two seasons ago was the first year they did the Believe Together flags, and that year my brother and I went to the Bills game, but we rented an Airbnb near the stadium.
Oh, yeah. I remember you at that house.
Yep, my wife and kids came up. He brought his daughter, and before the game, me and my brother took his daughter and my kids, and we walked around the parking lot, and we took pictures, and we had fun, and each one of the kids were given one of these flags, and every time I see that flag, it is a wonderful memory of my niece's first trip to that stadium, and my kids having the grandest of times on a snowy winter morning, running around the parking lot, seeing all the cool
stuff. But that's a whole bunch of stuff surrounding that.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's what that flag
is. So that flag brings you back to that moment.
Yes.
Handing out free stuff. What's the memory? That's my question. I'm asking.
The season. How this all works out. How the season has gone. How it will go.
Okay.
You don't have anything that takes you back to moments.
Yeah. I don't know. I like comedy and stuff, but...
Well, like, when you look at those headphones, like when you were an extra on MASH all those years ago.
Kimmy does not know what that means.
You look like Radar O'Reilly.
She definitely doesn't know who he is.
I don't know them.
He was on a show. Funny guy.
Played for the Canadians. All right, let's take a break.